Brown is one of the very few entertainers who personally controls his own fortune. His near tyrannical approach to his business affairs has shown that a black entertainer's future need never be confined to singing and dancing for the white market. In 1969, the year the United States National Business League named him Businessman of the Year, he was quoted as earning $8 a minute.
There's no check deposit.
He owns a fleet of 30 cars, a private jet, real estate, and radio stations.
Cash your money order. All cashier checks. Cash money order, cashier checks.
Such public acquisition of wealth in the United States has brought Brown inevitably into contact with politics. It was in the late 60s that he encouraged black enterprises, entertained troops in Vietnam, dined with LBJ at the White House, urged the ghetto youths to distrust violence, and campaigned for Hubert Humphrey.
And that's 45,000. Okay?
We'd like to know sometime what's going to be done for black people. First, I'd like to say, the black man wants ownership. He wants to be able to own his own things and make up his own mind.